Good evening, BCT, Blind Cruel Tech. My name is Ben Blumgren. I'm a very newcomer to the podcasting field. This is my very first podcast. Just for your information, where I'm at right now, I'm in Phoenix, Arizona. It's about 10:45 at night on the 21st of July, 2008. It's been a beautiful late July day, nice and hot, about 110, not bad. That's why all the snowbirds are out here. Snowbirds. And I am, as I said, very new to podcasting. This is my very first one. I figured I'd use BCT and a really cool add-on for Mozilla Firefox, which is obviously the web browser. The alternative to IE. Because Microsoft is straight out evil. Blah, 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 blah. And it's open source and all that jazz. With this add-on, Firefox becomes a lot more tolerable. I'm not saying it's bad. I prefer IE, but if I had to use it, I would do fine. So, but that's not why I'm here. There is something really cool that just came on the market. And it is an add-on for Firefox. It's called WebVisum, coming from the Latin word visum or visum, depending on how you like your Latin pronounced. It means your vision on the web. So it lets you label links, something I particularly love. Lets you perform OCR on an image on a website. If there's text in there that you need, it will do it. I have not used that feature. I really can't speak to it, but it's a wonderful option should you need it. And the coup de grace of this deal is the Alt-Control-6 command. What's that motherbird do? It solves CAPTCHAs. You sign up for something, you have to change something, you forget a password someplace, and they want a CAPTCHA. They have an image that's got text in it. Usually just a bunch of random letters and numbers. Well, now, with WebVisum, you have that ability to get around that, which is just insanely, incredibly awesome. I'm not a computer person. I'm just a sort of upper intermediate user. And I'm just using Windows XP Home, JAWS 9. I got it on a Dell Inspiron E1505 laptop. It's not a big souped up system. It's not a souped up anything. And I'm just using a little webcam Logitech mic communicator DTX or TGX or something like that. I'm not sure what it is, but it's just your standard little $44 webcam mic. So if it's not the best of quality, I'm very new at podcasting, and that's the mic I'm using. I'm using GoWave to record. GoWave is a very powerful little program. Very powerful little program. And if you want to get some more information on that, just goldwave.com. Rick Harmon of blindgeekzone.net or .com, either way, did a big time tutorial, 8-part tutorial on it, I believe, 8-part. Helps out a lot to do that. Gets into the pretty nitty gritty stuff. And it just, it's pretty cool. I like it. I'm getting to like it. It'd be cool to see the sound waves of what I'm doing right now. That's something that's always intrigued me. When I utter something, you know, I'm a drummer, so when I'm sitting here just kind of screwing around, just kind of, you know, what sound form does that make? So, that's kind of the preliminary stuff. I'll give my contact information towards the end. Again, please forgive me for my lack of suave manner in here. I'm probably committing all the errors that a Rick Harmon or a Larry Skutkan or whoever would not commit. But, you know, I would like to make my own podcast, and so in order to kind of do that, I figured I would do something really cool like this and submit it to BCT. See how I sound with it, see if it's worthy of BCT, and then go from there. So you guys are kind of my stepping stone. So right now, the reason why you did not hear Jaws kind of blabbering about Gold Wave is because I've got a headset in. It's not a mic, it's just a Bose Quiet Comfort kind of noise-canceling headphones. They're awesome. They really take you places when you're listening to music, I'll tell you. So without further ado, I'm going to take that out, though. And, like so, without bugging the mic too bad. Put that there. And, okay. This is for Mozilla Firefox 3. And only my Mozilla Firefox 3 will not work with IE of any form in Explorer. It will not work with prior versions of Firefox. It will only work with Firefox 3. So be very aware there that it's not a program that can be moved around. I should say an add-on. So, make sure that, in my view, make sure that...
Title is Gold Wave, OTAP, JAWS, OTAP, welcome to the Yamada Land, welcome to the Yamada...
I'm not going to do that for right. Make sure that you have Firefox. You can go to mozilla.org, M as in Mike, O, Z as in Zulu, ILLO.com. I should say .org, I'm sorry, Mozilla.org, the Mozilla Foundation. Don't know anything about the foundation, just know about their cool browser. And make sure that it's the default browser. That way you don't always have to be going and getting it if you want to use it, should you still use IE, like I do. When I'm going to use it, I change out the defaults. Make sure that it's a default browser. And if you were to do a run dialog and go to www.google.com, Firefox would be the one to come up and go get the site. So you will need to have an account with WebVisum. There's no spam to it. There's no nothing else than what it says it's going to do. And so once you have an account, and the reason why you have to have an account is because any changes you make will then be sent to to the server at WebVisum, which will then allow any other user with WebVisum to enjoy the changes that you made. So, for example, if you label a link, you will benefit, but then the entire WebVisum community will also benefit. So, just get an account with them, and I'm going to come out of Firefox here just to show you on startup what will it do.
Start menu, internet, one of 8, the navigate.
Well, there, internet,
menu.
Whatever your setting is, mine.
Mozilla Firefox, location, edit combo, to set the value, use the arrow keys or type the value, WebVisum information, OK button, to activate, press spacebar.
OK, WebVisum information, OK button. We got a dialogue here. I know this dialogue quite well, but I'm going to, for your benefit, go here with my JAWS cursor, because for whatever reason, when you do your insert B for dialogue boxes, Firefox doesn't want to do it, so I go up to the top, WebVisum.
Information, close symbol. You are logged into WebVisum.
You are logged.
Okay.
You are logged in
okay,
to WebVisum. Okay, that's important. You want to see that. If you do not see that, there's a problem. What I found is if you're on a connection that'll burn out on you, that kind of is crappy and isn't reliable, or if you have storm, if there's a storm in your area and it burns out the connection, you can often find if you have internet simply by going there and seeing if that WebVisum dialog pops up saying you're logged on. Because if it doesn't, it will give you an error saying, can't connect. There's system error, blah, blah, blah. You can't connect to the server. That's an indicator to me of whether the connection's burned out. So, just hit OK on that.
Enter. Location, edit combo to set the value used.
And of course, this is not a Firefox tutorial, so I'm not gonna go through Firefox. I'm not gonna do anything like that. Okay. All I'm gonna do is just. This is a WebVisum tutorial. So, let's go. Before we do anything, let's go through the main help area. Okay. You're gonna want to do Control F1. The F1 key.
Control F1, WebVisum help, WebVisum help. Heading level 1, WebVisum help. Heading left, WebVisum helps blind and visually impaired people by improving the experience of web browsing.
Okay. Just kind of explaining you what WebVisum is, what it does.
Heading level 4, usage instructions.
Usage instructions.
All functions are accessible different ways.
Now, this is cool. There's a bunch of different ways to get at things.
List of 4 items. 1. Via user customizable key shortcuts. The default shortcut is Control F2.
Now the Control F2, it'll tell you what that is later, and I'll go through that later. So let's go down.
2. Via web context menu, mouse right click within the page or on the focused page element.
There you go. That's the one I tend to use, for example, for labeling a link. I tend to forget those shortcuts. I don't know if I should remap them or what. But I tend to forget them. So I tend to be using the clicking on things. You can right click on a link, and what is nice is the WebVisum options are now integrated into the context menu that comes up when you click on something. So that's a nice feature to me, big time. That it's integrated, you know, there's a specific set of options that are added on that are specific to WebVisum. So we go down.
3. Via the WebVisum status icon, bottom right.
I don't exactly know what they mean by that. If anyone who uses this does know what that means, do let me know. Using the status icon at the bottom right for WebVisum. So that's Pretty cool, huh?
4. In case you are unable to use the hotkeys or any of the functions, you can still access the WebVism menu through the Firefox Tools menu. You can then go to WebVism's preferences and set new hotkeys for the various functions listed.
So there you go. If you want, you can go to the Tools menu.
Go to WebVism's preferences and set new hotkey 4. In case you are unable to use the hotkeys or any of the functions, you can still access the WebVism menu through the Firefox Tools menu. You can then...
There you go. Tools menu. So let's say that you've got things that are already in the way of shortcuts for WebVism. The hotkeys, I should say. They're all remappable. They're all customizable. You can change any of them out. Any of them. That way, it just gets easier for you.
To fully use the WebVism features, you should have a WebVism account and you have to be logged in while browsing. WebVism will alert you if you are logged in or not when you start Firefox.
That's what I just showed you. At startup of Firefox, it will tell you.
Heading level 4 privacy statement total. Total blank.
Not sure what that means other than the Spanish word for all, todo.
Heading level 4 key shortcuts.
Key shortcuts. And again, these are defaults. If you want to change them out,
the following table shows actual key bindings as they are set now.
Oh, as they're set now. So maybe this will change out, I guess, if you change out how they're bound, I guess. I don't know.
Table with 2, control F1. TRLF1 space CHI control F1.
So control F1.
This help dialog.
Is this help dialog? That's the hotkey that I used to get here.
Control F2, WebVism main menu.
WebVism main menu, which I'll go through later.
Control Alt-1, label the focused object.
Okay, label the focused object. Unfortunately, it doesn't tell you what that means, but that you can do it.
Control Alt-3, label the current page title.
Label the current page title. That's if you you go to a web page and it, you, for example, it would just say untitled document, and you're kind of going, where am I then? You could then say, you know, Joe Blow's website. You could just say Joe Blow's website. Let's say for whatever crazy butt reason, Joe Blow don't have a title on his page. Don't know why. Who flippin' knows? Other than emailing him and saying, dude, I don't know what your page is called. Come on, wake up, sleepy bird. Other than doing that, you can label the title. So where it just says Joe Blow's website. And again, these will be submitted so that now, if anyone else has WebVism and goes to that guy's site, it will now say Joe Blow's website. Go down.
Control Alt-5. Perform OCR on focused image.
Perform OCR on focused image. Be careful here. Excuse me. This is not your CAPTCHA. That baby's coming next. And I will sing that to the heavens, but not right now. This is, again, I've not used this one, so I really can't speak to exactly how it works or what it does, other than just to say, it's all going to be pretty cool.
Control Alt-6, solve the CAPTCHA on this page.
Solve CAPTCHA on this page. What it does is it sends it to the server. The server then pastes the contents of the CAPTCHA into your Windows clipboard. And then all you gotta do is hit, you know, your paste command and put it in the box where it says the security code. So, hallelujah on that deal.
Control Alt-7. Label last visited link.
Label last visited link. This is if you have already gone to the link, possibly, and you know what it is now and you want to label it, I believe. I believe that's what's going on here. You can do that.
Control Shift. TRL plus SHIFT plus exclaim. Page enhancement. Highlight WebVism labels.
Okay, now we're getting into the page enhancements, which I've been told are kind of visual, more visual than anything. but you can
control shift
exclamation point,
page enhancement, highlight web vism label,
highlight web vism labels,
control shift space at page enhancement, underline all links.
Control shift 2, so at
control shift page enhancement, underline all links.
Underline all links. Usually Windows does that, I believe.
Control shift.
Number sign.
Page enhancement, hide all images.
Hide all images. That could be good, but it also could kind of screw you over if you're not careful.
Control shift. Right baron.
Control shift 0.
Toggle page enhancements.
That toggles them. So if you don't want to even deal with them, just toggle that off.
Control Alt 0, toggle sound events.
Control Alt 0, that's going to toggle sound events.
Control Shift F2, enable or disable WebVism.
There you go. Control Shift F2. If you don't want to have WebVism, if you've got a computer where you use Firefox with WebVism, but then you're, let's just say for my example, if my parents were to use it, and they can see fine. They don't need to know. They don't need to have the things that WebVism offers. They can see. You can do your Control Shift F2 and kill WebVism and come back in, and then when they're done, come back in, log back in, and go. So.
Control Alt R, update or annotate this page.
Control Alt R, update or annotate this page. Not sure about that one.
Table end. Table end.
Okay, that's the end of our help dialogue.
Escape. Mozilla Firefox. List okay. New what is Transcats. Expert Village
that's
Windows
right.
HD Alt Home 100%. Mozilla Fire Virtual.
Oh my goodness. Didn't know it did that. Now let's go to our Control F2 to our WebVism main menu.
Control F2. Context menu to navigate. Press up or down arrow. Preferences. E.
Preferences.
Help. Control F1. A.
Help.
Clean errors. C.
Clean errors.
Page enhancements. Submenu. V.
Page enhancements.
Sound alerts. Submenu.
Sound
S.
alerts.
Tools. Submenu. T.
Tools.
Login available. L.
Login.
Logout.
Log
O.
Out.
Disable. Control Shift
disable.
F2. Debug. Submenu. D.
Debug.
Preferences. E.
And you're back to preferences. Let's go into preferences real quick.
Enter. Leaving menus. WebVism preferences. List view. Key bindings. 404.
Key bindings. That's where I. That's where it. So it puts you where you were. Let's go up to General.
General.
Just arrow up. It's regular dialogue there.
Tab. Account settings. Username. Edit.
Account settings. Username.
Tab. Account settings. Automatic login on startup. Checkbox check.
Automatic login on startup. And again, that's startup of the browser. There's no. It's an add-on. So just in case that's a little confusing to you. on startup means when you start Firefox.
Tab, account settings, create new account button.
Create new account.
Tab, account settings, forgot your password.
Forgot your password.
Tab, account settings, send us feedback.
Send us feedback.
Tab, general annotator, modify pages on load automatically. Checkbox check.
General annotator, modify pages on load. I think what that is I think that if there's changes to a page that someone else has made, it'll look at it and go, oop, okay, someone put a change here, and it'll change it out for you.
Tab, general fix dynamic drop-down boxes on page load checkbox check.
Not sure what that one is.
Tab, general annotation language combo box, default browser language. Tab, feedback use regular alert dialogs for notifications. For Windows eyes users or when WebVism alerts are not read to you by your screen reader. Checkbox check.
That's
clear checkbox. Tab, feedback verbose notifications checkbox.
You
want to
have that check, verbose notifications, because then it's going to actually show you, it's going to speak to you the notifications. So you want that baby checked.
Tab, okay button to add tab. List view general 1-4.
Okay, general.
Trigger.
I'm not sure what this is.
Tab,
but
test URL, edit, type of text.
Test URL.
Tab, test button tab, defaults button to tab, whitelist edit, type of text.
Wide list, white
edit.
List, blacklist.
Tab, okay button tab,
okay.
List view
trigger. So trigger, I'm not sure about.
Sound,
this is very important.
Tab, sound definitions, enable any sound events, checkbox checked. So
enable any sound events, I like that, I find that fine.
Tab, sound definitions, enable a sound event, checkbox checked.
And then you can do it by individual
tab, sound
one.
Sound definitions, click, edit, Chrome web, tab, sound definitions, test button.
Okay, listen to this click.
Space.
You hear that sound? It's going to do that whenever a page is already loaded and ready to go. And you say, wait a minute, I thought that's why JAWS said, page has 7 headings, 2 frames, and 32 links. It does. But there's sometimes where, for whatever crazy reason, just doesn't do that. WebVisum will then fill in the holes. This is more of a stopgap there. You know, it's just something that usually not going to need. I found it quite helpful. Have that click.
Tab, sound definition select button. Tab, sound definitions enable this sound event. Checkbox check. Tab, sound definitions error. Edit Chrome WebVisum.
Okay.
Sound definitions.
The error message, or the error sound. Let's say you wanted to do something. So you do Control Shift 8, and I don't think that's a command. You would hear.
Tab, sound definition select, button shift tab, sound definitions test button.
You would hear. Big ol' loud. So. If you don't like that one, I don't know what else you would put there, so I don't know if it would behoove you to change it out. But if you do know if there's something else you can put there and you do want to change it out, have at it.
Tab, sound definition select, but tab, defaults button to activate
defaults.
App, okay, but at
okay.
App, this new sound, 3 of 4.
And now,
key
your key bindings, and this just goes
tab, key bindings,
back through,
help to
this is where you would change
the arrow
things.
Key.
And you can, there's a list of things here. You know, you got help, and it shows you, if you do your say line command, you know, your caps lock I, or your numpad 8, it'll show you what the binding is.
Help. Help action, control F1, capture now.
It's saying capture now, because if you were to change something out, you would then need to go to the capture all, or go to the capture now button, and it would change out what you did. So, help.
WebVisum menu.
WebVisum menu. That's your Control F2.
Label object.
Label object. I think that's.
Label object action. Control Alt-1 capture.
Control Alt-1.
Label page.
Label page title.
Label page action. Control Alt-3 capture.
Control
Alt-3. OCR image not capture.
OCR image.
Soft capture.
Soft
label
captcha.
Last link.
Label as link.
Enhancement. Highlight labels.
Enhancement.
Enhancement. Enhanced toggle page. Enhanced toggle sound events. Enable disable WebVisum. Page info. Page update. Page info. Page info action. Control Alt I capture now. Page update. Page update action. Control Alt R capture now.
I don't know what page info and page update are. I'd like to. I think I'm going to do that tonight just to show you what them are.
WebVisum menu.
And your background to your WebVisum menu.
Tab, tab, key bindings, capture now button, tab, key bindings, defaults, but app, okay, app, cancel button, space.
I don't want to do anything if I have, so I just hit cancel.
Alt home, 100%.
Okay, I think, if I'm not mistaken, I've shown you everything that I know of as a preliminary. Now, let's do some stuff here. I'm going to go to a website that is a pretty good site for information about languages. Languages are pretty much one of my passions. It's the Yamada Language Center at the University of Oregon. It's on my favorites. I think it's just Yamada, or no, it's ylc.uoregon.edu, I think is the website if you want to check it out. If there's any language birds out there like me.
Alt-D,
I'm
menu
just going to go
menu.
Into my, and again, I'm not going to go over
why is there a combo unit
bookmarking.
Language Center, University of YLC, enter,
yeah, it's
YLC. 9%. Page at welcome.
Just says ILK, so it's tempting to say, say ILK, so no.
Welcome to the Yamada Language Center.
Okay, I'm going to deal with, well, let's, you know what, let's do this page info thing right now to see if I can find out what this does. So I'm going to do my
Control Shift I. Welcome to the Yamada Language. Alt Control I 100%. Page debug, call debug, WebVisum debug, WebVisum document info. Blank, root page URL. Visited link 8 blank.
Root page URL, and that's.
/BABEL_UOREGON.edu.
Oh, Babel. U Oregon.
Blank, last anchor, no. Blank, last anchor, no. Blank,
last
anchor,
no. Anchor.
Anchor, colon, no.
No.
Heading level 4, document 1. Bullet page URL. Visited link 8 bullet domain. A bullet was bullet domain. Babel, Oregon, Edu. Bullet was annotated, handled through. Bullet annotation source server. Bullet was locked. False. Bullet was locked. False. Bullet was locked. False. Bullet was locked. Bullet was locked. False.
Okay.
Escape. Bullet annotation source server. Alt F4 with Firefox. Save and save with button. Tab with
the
button.
Burn?
Tab. Cancel space. Bullet annotation source. Bullet visited link. HTTP bullet page URL. Visited link. Enter.
Let's go back.
HTTP table. Bullet page URL 9%. Welcome to the Yamada land. Welcome. Welcome.
Okay. So that's. Not exactly sure, maybe if you're more into web development, you'll know what to monitor on that deal.
Alt Control R.
Let's do page update.
Welcome to the Yamada Land Visitor.
And it just.
Dot graphic 6.
Oh, okay. I guess that's kind of like a refresh then? Because it basically just kind of.
Alt Control R. Alt Control R. Welcome to.
I guess.
Visit Link Help. Visited Link Graphic Images Logo.
Okay. There's a couple of links I want to label here.
Welcome to the Visit Link Help. Visited Link Graphic Images Logo.
Okay.
Welcome to the Yamada Language Center.
Welcome to the Yamada Language Center.
Visited Link Graphic Images Logo.
Graphic Images Logo. What the mother? What does that do? Okay. What I do, since I'm not sure if I'm on the link for one.
Root job land, graphic 62, graphic 900, first visited link, graphic images logo, right mouse button, copy, open link in new window.
Okay, I'm on it. So I right-clicked on it, and here's your regular options like you'd find anywhere else. Open link in new window.
Open link in the tab, bookmark this link, save link as, send link, copy link location, label link 1.
Stop. There you go. Label link.
Enter, leaving menus, JavaScript application, edit, type of text. Edit.
Oosh.
Oh. Selected.
Land. Ooh, it's a JavaScript thing. Ooh, bird. Well, let me try it.
FROSE space PAGE. Edit front page. P selected. E. Edit front page. Tap OK button to activate.
Okay.
Space, front page visited link, web visum information, OK button to activate,
okay,
press OK with JAWS to piece your web visum, your annotation has been submitted to web visum.
Your annotation has been submitted to web visum.
PC, OK, enter, front page visited, welcome, visited link, front page.
See? And right there, it updates it. So now instead of saying images, logo, what the bird, it says front page, because that's what I decided to label it as. Because I figured that's what it was because it's so close to the top, but, you know, who knows. So let's look down
link
here.
Help. Link contact us. Visited link University of Oregon. Edit. HTTP pay list of 9 visited link front page. Link world languages. Link self-study pro. Link guild computer lab. Link events and project. Visited link front page.
Mm-hmm.
Visited link front page. Visited link front page. Link room requests. List end. Lat virtual language. Link Spanish. Link French. Link German. Link Italian. Link Japanese.
These are all
link
there.
Chinese. Link Russian.
Virtual language.
Link Arabic. Link Swahili. Link Porsche. Link Korean. Combo box to select button. Lat speech. Listening and complaint. Link guild message for. Link amiga. Link language. Link scholars. Lat. Visited link graphic images. UO logo.
Ba-da-boom.
Lat. Visited link graphic images. UO logo.
Bada boom.
Right mouse button. Copy. Open link in new window.
Open link in new window.
WebVit properties. WebVisum submenu. References. Key debug submenu. Prep help control F. Clean errors. Page and app sound alerts. WebVisum's properties. Lock image and set as test. Send image. Save image. Copy it. Copy it. View image. Solve. Resolve image. OCR. 5. Label image. 4. Label page. Label last links. Label link 1.
Label link.
Enter. Leaving menus. JavaScript. Edit.
What was UO logo? Okay, more than likely, which I've already clicked on this link, so I know what it is. When you click on that UO logo thing, it takes you out of the Yamada Language Center and way back out to the very front page of uoregon.edu, the University of Oregon website. It takes you back out to very square one. So I'm going to put here. And being that these are JavaScript, you guys, I don't know if they'll take. I think they will. I don't see why they wouldn't. Because they took earlier. But we'll see. So, UO logo. I'm going to put.
Edit. Land.
Go there.
Edit. UNIVERSITY. Edit University of Oregon homepage. Omnibus. OMEE space. Edit University of Oregon homepage.
There you go.
Space. E-F-E-S-P-E-A-G-E-L-A-N-E.
University of Oregon homepage.
Enter. Welcome to the Yamada Lab. Okay, but enter. Welcome to students.
And it's just
PC students, shift tab, Anvil link. Virtual bullet link, Anvil link. Welcome to the Yamada Language Center. Visited link, University of Oregon homepage. Visited link, front page. Visited link, front page. Visited link, front page. Visited link, front page. Visited link, University of Oregon homepage.
Apparently, those link, there's a couple of places on the site where those, where it's coming back the same link. So, not only does it annotate the link where I put it, wherever the site links back to it, to the same place, where the link's pointing to the same place, it will also annotate those. Because I was just doing F3 there to do your JAWS find next. So that's pretty much how to label a link. You can do label last visited link, you can do a bunch of other things. But now, for the thing that, to me, is the difference in using WebVisum and dealing with the very few drawbacks that I see not in Firefox over IE, the CAPTCHA. Okay.
Also, 100% University. Link, Omega Chat. Also, Omega Chat link. Welcome to the Yamada. Close document window, Mozilla Firefox. Welcome to the Yamada language. Also, 100%. Welcome to no.
Okay, sometimes Firefox will do that, but it doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. Unfortunately, the only ready CAPTCHA I've found is 42 act like I have forgotten my email password. I do know my email password. However, it's got a CAPTCHA, and I know it does. So I'm going to, for to protect myself, keep my identity safe out there on the internet, I might put you back on headphones and just tell you what I'm doing.
Control L, location, edit combo.
Yeah, I'm gonna do that. You're going back on headphones, and I'll just tell you what I'm doing. Sorry, secure information, ni madres. If you don't like it, sorry. So, the Bose headset is returning to its rightful home. Right there. I'm on my email site, the webmail location for my ISP, and so I'm putting my email address in at the moment, and now taking you back out of, sorry for the little microphone bumps, I got, things are kind of very close here, so.
Security edit.
Security code. Here we go.
Alt Control 6. WebVisum information. OK button to add root JAWS to the CAPTCHA was submitted to WebP. OK button enter. Security code edit.
CAPTCHA was submitted to WebVisum. Do 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 do.
WebVisum information. OK button to activate. Press space bar.
It would tell you, hold on.
Root JAWS to P solution, sizzle, the CAPTCHA result for my app.
Okay.
PC, okay, enter.
It's got the result.
Secure edit.
All I gotta do is come back in here.
Paste it from clipboard. Forms music edit sizzle. Space S E S Y S Y F space land edit.
Bingo! If I wanted to go in and try to change that password out, I now could. I now could. I'm not going to, as I said, I know my password. But as of this moment, you now know how WebVisum does a CAPTCHA. So, I'm going to close out here.
Control W, Gold Wave, you are in the sun.
Back to Gold Wave. Thank you very much for putting up with me. This is for my very first podcast. I hope I informed you as much as humanly possible for a newbie, a Padawan. If you have any questions, again, I'm learning WebVisum as you are, so we'll learn together, but if you have any questions or comments, you can email me. My email address is godsquad@cox.net. G is in Gulf, O, D is in Delta, S is in Sierra, Q, U, A, D is in Delta, @Cox, C is in Charlie, O, X is in X-ray, .net, N-E-T, godsquad@cox.net. That is also my MSN/Windows Live Messenger contact, godsquad@cox.net. For Skype and also for AIM, AOL Instant Messenger, you can contact me there at blindbirder. Blindbirder. So B-L-I-N-D, B as in Bravo, L, I as in India, N, D as in Delta, birder, B as in Bravo, I-R-D-E-R. Like someone who watches birds who happens to be blind, like me. The two first letters of the words are also capitalized. Blind birder. You want your jaws to actually say blind birder. You don't want it to say blind birder. And it will do that. So, other than that, have a great evening, or morning, or afternoon, depending on where in the world you are, and what time of day it is you listen. And God bless. Que Dios te bendiga. Have a good evening. Ciao.